Prague too.
Michal Bash has been mayor of Prague too for 8 years now and is looking forward to retiring in a few months' time. But when we met at his office on Namiesti Miru, the conversation focused on his young life, when he spent several years in Jerusalem, and the tribulations of his family under the communists.
Well, I was born in Prague, actually in Prague too, and in 1938 my father left the country. Well, my mother and my sister and me, we followed, and my father enrolled in the Czech exile army and was assigned to a brigade which was being formed in Palestine as a part of the then 8th British Army. General Montgomery later was the chief of that group. So not only we, but lots of the Czechs who fled the country and were in the Balkans were assigned or were oriented to go to that and join that brigade. So all of us, I mean the family members, went, or we were transported by the British there. So my early years in school were first in a Czech primary school, which was in Jerusalem, and then I attended an English secondary school, St. George's School, McKenna's House.
How long were you there in Jerusalem altogether, and what kind of experience was it for you as a young boy?
Well, we left back for home in the fall of 1947. That means, or that is to say, that still it was Palestine and not the Israel and the Arabic part, which were actually, I think, May 1948 was the day of when Israel started its, let's say, being. I was there more than 7 years, almost 8 years, and I remember that time as one of the best periods of my life. Surely this is related to the age of boyhood, and I had lots of friends, and in that time lots of friends, Arabic, Jewish, Czech, whatever. There was an international company of people there staying during the war, and actually we played games together, and there was no difference between, let's say, Arabic, Palestine Arabic and Jewish at that time.
Could you tell us what your father did in the Czechoslovak exile army?
Well, he was a regular soldier. They first, I think, they had some tasks in the region of Syria, because there were groups of Arabic groups which were ready to join Germany. Since Syria and Lebanon at that time was a French colony, and France, since it was divided then into two parts, they in a sense belonged to the pro-German part of France, and there was tension, and they had aims to, in a sense, help Hitler and the Italians come. And well, Middle East was always interesting because of its oil supplies, so why not then? So the first thing they had to do, some tasks, they were in Syria taking care of these groups. But then they went through the African campaign, and my father was wounded at Tobruk. That was still before the El Alamein battle. And then he was dismissed from the army after this happened. And as a lawyer, he was asked to join the Czech consulate, or Czechoslovak consulate, in Jerusalem. So until 1947 he was in a sense employed in the foreign services, and 47 he was transferred back here to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Just to digress for a moment, do you still follow affairs in what's now Israel, and how do you perceive what's happening there now, and have you been back since your childhood?
No, I have not been back. I'm I would be very happy to go back for a month or two. So I'm waiting just for the end of my period as mayor here. Already I'm in retirement some years back, so I will have time quite enough. And my children already urged me and said they would help to arrange such a trip for a month or two. So I'm looking forward, but I hope that in that time there will be no such things happening as today, the Hezbollah-Israeli fighting.
Tell us what it was like for you coming back here. You described playing with Jewish kids, Arab kids in this other world from Czechoslovakia. What was it like for you coming back to, I suppose, relatively grey world here in Prague?
Yeah. Surely was. It was October, quite a nasty weather for me at that time because I was used to sun and warm or hot days. And I didn't understand exactly what are we doing here? Why did we come here? Well, I must say I didn't like it, but I got used from that.
And what did you do after your studies, and what career path did you take?
Oh, well, so that's a bit complicated. When we came back, so I attended the, in 1947 still, called Prague English Grammar School, which was then closed. Now we've got an English college, which is in a sense continuing in that path. I wished to study economics, but since that was 1953 when I finished my secondary school, so it was already time when you had to have your all your relatives and whoever and origin, bourgeois origin, and everything was examined. I had two quite interesting uncles in the United States. One of them was an economist, so I was not allowed to join the Vysoká ekonomická here in Prague. So then I tried to, I just visited the Prague other universities or university faculties to ask where could they enroll me it was October or November 53, and finally I was accepted at the mathematical physical faculty of the Charles University. I studied mathematics, but I was not allowed to have an employment in that field. 1958, there were some reorganizations here against, you had to have good background, cadre background, as they called it at that time. And at that time, my second uncle, who was a linguist, was attacked here. And he was supposed to be an agent of CIA and whatever else. Rude Pravo, the Communist Daily, had a two-page editorial on how bad guy he was. And that, again, meant my father was kicked out of the foreign services. My mother was in jail for some time. I was allowed to graduate still, but not allowed to have an employment. My sister was also kicked out of her employment at that time, Czechoslovak Airlines. Since there she had contact with foreigners, and this was unacceptable. So that's that. So I went to teach children in school. That was the only thing they allowed me. And from then on, I then was allowed again to start working in my field, mathematics, applied mathematics to economics and computers, which just in the 60s, that was the time when we had the first computers here. In 1968, when we had the thaw here, Prague Spring, I was even allowed from the institute which I worked at that time for, to go and teach at a university in northern Iraq, which was also a very interesting period for me. Middle East, quite different Middle East than the one I knew from Palestine. Again, when I came back, I was told that I should try to find a different new employment than from where I was employed before, because things have changed and so on and so on, and I was not the loyal one.